You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays. Supplemental life insurance. And college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates. Up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. In a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
Here we go.
And where we'll end up, I don't know. But
welcome back. You back? Yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Hope you've been listening. This is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Are you listening? You there in the sofa, did you get up and get something to drink? Well, sit right down. We got a lot more going on. We're going to have trivia again in another minute. It'll be the last trivia of the show. And in case you forgot the players who's in the show tonight, we've got Lynn Golder, co-host, to my right.
That's right.
We've got Kyle Johnson from president and CEO of Lighthouse Central Florida and also Lighthouse Central Works.
Lighthouse Works, yeah.
Lighthouse Works. We have a young man. He says his name.
I'm the young one. I like
young
that.
Young man. His name. He says his name is, listen to the name. His name is Manley. His first name is Brandon Manley. And guess what? He owns the, well, he put it this way, all the different Orlando Sonny's barbecue places. That's right. He has the franchises.
And he's 3 years older than I am.
I am. I'm a lot older. And I am still here, too.
Not a lot.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
And behind the scenes, we have Chris Shaw, the engineer. Without him, there's no show. And we have our fabulous Charlotte answering the phone. Charlotte Massey, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good.
There she is.
So we're here. We're live in Orlando, Florida. You folks out there, and wherever you are, you can call in and say hello if you got something to say. 407-894-1680. I'm going right to trivia because after this one, we'll get into any more trivias. So this one, let's see if you know it. This one was number one. He's been around for a long time. Here we go. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
From a runaround Sue, yeah. My miss the lips and a smile and a phaser. The touch of my hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't want to cry. Did you know that, fellas, who's singing the song?
I do.
Okay. Everybody and their cousins.
Compliments of Google.
Should know this song. Compliments who?
Google.
Google.
Oh, Google.
Yeah, we had to Google it.
Oh, it's true. Okay,
if you say, if you call Google, yeah, it seems like
407-894-1680.
Here we go. Let's do it.
One, two, three.
Oh, that's so cute.
I tell you, they're brothers.
They are.
They're brothers. And I don't believe any one of them are over 40 at all. Well, Kyle, you look like you're just like 27, 28.
Man, I hope my wife's tuning in.
As long as I'm the better looking brother. Right, as long as we all understand. That's fine.
Any calls coming in yet?
You do have a face for radio.
Yeah, we got some callers that came in. Give me 1 second.
Okay, 407-894-680.
Before the break.
All the lines should be lit up on that one. The number one song. I just heard the song in a commercial yesterday.
Okay, so we got our caller, Dave. I think it's not fair, but Dave from Fern Park.
It's not fair?
It's not fair. Dave from Fern
Dave?
Park.
Hello.
Dave.
It is definitely fair.
Yeah.
Okay, well, keep on the
good
line.
To hear you,
Dave. Keep on the line. Who else? Anybody else on the line besides him?
Yeah, we got our good friend Sheila on the line as
well.
So
Sheila's second?
Sheila's second, then I got a third caller that's coming in now.
Where are they calling in from? So you got Sheila from Orlando, you got Dave from Orlando. Anybody else?
And we'll give me one moment. She's on the phone with this young person now.
All right.
Well, fair is fair. You got to take first, Michael.
I'm not talking. I would like to know who's on the line.
How you all doing, right. Dave? And how's Brenda?
Hey, how's it going, man? Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, don't talk yet, David. 1 second. I want to get all the people on the line first.
<Don't talk. laughs>
All right, so I got Nicole from
Chapman.
And he runs a tight ship, that guy.
Okay, so you got David.
She's not
on the
calling
line
for trivia, though. She's calling to talk to Brandon.
Okay. So you got Nicole from South Florida.
And then you got Sheila Young.
Yeah. Sheila Young
and
from
we have
Orlando.
5 minutes.
Okay,
Michael.
Dave, you're on the line,
Let's
David.
Let's pace ourselves.
Is it okay to talk?
You can talk now, David.
Hurry up.
Wow. Well, thank you. Let's see. For trivia.
Yep.
Dion, I would say.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Dion and the Belmonts.
And not Dion Warwick either.
No, Dion and the Belmonts.
So what did he win?
Of course, he just won a $10 gift card
oh
from Sonny's
gosh.
Barbecue.
I never
Best barbecue. Best barbecue
Yay.
In Florida.
All right.
It is awesome, and we do love Sunny, so I'm anxious to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else you have to say for yourself, young man?
Well, no, I'll let the other. Yeah. I got people. There are people lining up there for you.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
We want to get them in before our guest calls in.
Yep. Hope to see you around.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Say hi to Brenda.
Congrats, bud.
All right.
Sheila Young, what do you have to say for yourself?
All right, we got Sheila. Sheila, how you doing?
Sheila Young.
I'm good. I'm good, honey. How are you?
Good. What do you have to say?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Sheila.
Kyle, I want to reiterate David's comment. Congratulations on your new position. I know that you're going to do an amazing job, so I'm looking forward to working with you over the next many years.
Thank you, Sheila. I do, too. I'm awfully honored to be in the seat, and I'm definitely looking forward to working with you in the gang.
And Brandon, Sonny's was the one that catered our Christmas party for the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, and we could not have had a better food preparation. It was absolutely amazing, and we did vote at our meeting last week to do Sonny's again next year.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
Cool.
That is so cool. Well, thank you so much.
As long as you can give us a good deal like you did.
Oh. I'm sure we can work something out.
Because I'm the negotiator, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw this in. I'm also a team captain for the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, GOCB Forever Young. So if anybody out there wants to participate in the Sight and Soul Walk, we have a team, and we would be happy to take you as one of our team members.
Well, thank you so much, Sheila. Thank you.
Have a great show.
What a nice call.
Wait, you didn't want to do the trivia? Because I got one for you.
You got a trivia for me?
Okay, all right. Yeah, because I stay ready now, but I got to pull it up, though. Thank you, Sheila.
I think we have another caller.
Yeah, we do have another caller.
All right, let the other caller
do it. Yeah, Sheila will be here next Sunday, too, everybody.
Oh, okay.
All right, so now we got a caller now from South Florida.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye, good night.
Who's the caller?
We got Miss Nicole from South Florida. Nicole, how you doing?
West Palm Beach, Florida.
How you doing there, bro?
Hi, Nicole.
How you doing, Nicole?
Hi, Nicole.
How you doing? I'm doing good, guys. Listen, I'm kind of disappointed. I love Sonny's Barbecue. I think it's great food. And we used to my parents would eat when they would come up to St. Augustine to visit me, or they would have Sonny's up there. But we don't have, the only Sonny's we have here is in Lake Worth. I thought, was there any others here in South Florida? I think they shut down over here.
I think the closest one in South Florida, there's one in Florida City. But that's way south.
Florida City? But yeah, I thought Mom says.
Yeah, there's
Mom and I were discussing.
Yeah, there's some on the
Lake
west.
Worth.
Yeah, there's one on the west coast too. But I think, there's not many down there anymore. I think.
Is there still the one on Commercial Boulevard in Tamarack? Or is that gone?
It's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like it. It's not bad for a barbecue at all. I didn't even know they had other stuff. But Mom and I, we like the pulled pork.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they got great. That's what Lynn likes.
I like that, too.
Very good pulled pork.
Well, thank you for the nice testimonial about Sonny's.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night, and I'll see you on the other side some other time, all right?
Yep, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Brandon, I got a question myself. Yeah. In today's world and the things that we have going on, is Sonny going to allude to ordering online and Uber Eats and Lyft and have somebody come pick up my food, since, like, for example, she's in Lake Worth? Will that be possible? Is that possible?
It is, yeah. We have Uber, we have, I don't know, Postmates, we have online ordering. We do all of those things already. I'm really working, you know, next thing will be, you know, carrier pigeon. You know, that's the next one.
Drones, you know, or...
yeah, I think it's the wave of the future. I mean, in 20 years, you know, it'll just, you know, pop up in a special box
there
outside.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Hey, right, folks.
Incredible.
Just pour water on it and bang.
We're going to break. Right back.
I hope not.
And we'll be
if we go to Portland,
I'm
done. I'm out.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We got Isaac Litsky coming up next. Don't go away. A lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-899-8900 901180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K through 12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
What if your older dog could feel more like his younger self? For more than a decade, Purina and their team of over 500 scientists, nutritionists, and pet experts have studied aging in pets. This has led to powerful nutritional breakthroughs that can help your older dog think more like his younger self through formulas like Purina One Vibrant Maturity and Purina Pro Plan Bright Mind. Visit Purina.com to learn more. Purina, your pet, our passion.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And if you want to look us up and check us out, it's turn to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Lynn?
Okay, well, we're very happy to welcome our next guest caller. His name is Isaac Lidsky, and Isaac is an American corporate speaker, author, and entrepreneur. And we're going to learn about a little bit about Isaac's life and how he overcame all the challenges of losing one sight and still achieving all his goals. So we're very happy, and welcome, Isaac.
Welcome, Isaac.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the invitation.
Well, thank you, Isaac, for coming on today. The folks around the country would like to know more of the Isaac Lidsky.
That's correct.
We know you, I believe, if I'm right, you have RP?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, that's why, because we have quite a few people who have RP that would like to hear your story. So I'm going to shut up and listen to you.
Well, it's hard to know where to begin and where to end and how long to go with that kind of question.
Well, maybe briefly.
But I'll
about
say
your
this.
Life.
I was diagnosed with a blinding disease when I was 13. And at the time, I thought that it would be a fate as bad as death, that it would spell the end of achievement and success and wonder in my life. And I was, you know, very afraid of those awful fears. And as it turned out, the process of losing my sight gave me great vision into how our minds work and how we ultimately have the immense power to create the realities we want to live for ourselves. And so I lost my sight, but I gained this vision, which turned out to be immensely rewarding in my life. And it's brought me great fulfillment. So, that's my story.
Well, you went in one direction. A lot of people go blind and they get mean, they get arrogant, they're right. depressed, and they end up just sitting in their chair or wherever you want to say, and they don't do anything. Here, you did something that was fabulous. So what made you do the fabulous and they
That's
sit there doing nothing?
That's what I would like to know.
You are the doer, and you have a lot of people, millions of people, who do nothing. What is the reason how you became successful in the world you're in?
So I'll tell you, I firmly believe the universe gave me a gift. The way in which I lost my sight, the way that RP works, as you sort of slowly lose photoreceptor cells over time, you know, what happened for me is this miraculous, immersive, unquestionable experience of sight, this experience of truth, right, of objective reality that I never questioned, suddenly started to degrade and become bizarre and very questionable. And not at all passive, but this sort of conscious process of trying to piece together clues and information. And I realized that lo and behold, what I thought was some external reality, some truth out there, was really this creation of my mind. And as my eyes broke down, you know, the creation did too. The great insight, the great gift of the universe to me was the realization that in many ways, the truth of my fears were just like that immersive reality of my own creation, my own sight, right? So all these things that I told myself would be true, all these awful things about going blind and being blind, those fears, that truth was similarly just a creation of my mind. And if I wanted to take control and choose a different reality for myself, hold myself accountable for the things that I am telling myself, I could do that too. And those realizations, I will tell you, turned out to be miraculous gifts in my life. They've brought me so much joy and so much fulfillment, greater than any sight.
Isaac, I'd like to introduce you to two other people that are sitting in the room with us. Kyle Johnson, who's the president and CEO, I believe you've met before, of the Lighthouse Central Florida. And Brandon
sure.
Manley, who is the owner of many of the Sonny's Barbecues in the area. So they're with us tonight also. So, gentlemen,
Sonny's
if you
barbecue.
Would
How's it going,
like
Isaac?
To talk
hey,
to
Hey, Isaac, how you doing?
Isaac,
hey,
wonderful. Yeah,
Isaac,
nice to talk to you, gentlemen.
Yeah, likewise. I think when I visited with you at your office, ODC office, it was just before your book dropped. So I was curious on how
Eyes Wide Open.
How that's going.
That
yeah,
one.
Eyes Wide Open.
New York
I mean,
Times
I've been
bestseller.
Following it on LinkedIn and whatnot, but you enjoying it?
You know, writing that book was a passion project for me. It came from my soul. It's something that I wanted to do for myself. It's something that I wanted to do for my children. So I spent a year writing that book. It means the world to me that I guess that the world cared to some extent.
Yeah.
The book is a New York Times bestseller. And in the process of writing the book and promoting it, I got to spend a couple years traveling the world, sharing my story. At the height of it all in 2017, that year alone, I spoke 34 times in 7 countries to more than 30,000 people.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic. Wow. I know you're
And that was wonderful. It was pretty exhausting,
yeah,
but it was
yeah,
wonderful too.
You're,
and so now I'm on a new chapter in my life. The book is out there. It belongs to the world. It will do what it will do, and people will make of it what they want to make of it, and I am moving on to other pursuits.
So you have, I understand, different businesses as you're an entrepreneur. I understand
yeah.
you build houses?
So One of the businesses that I'm blessed to be a part of is a company called ODC Construction. And we are a construction services company. Our customers are home builders, and they contract us to build the sort of the shell or the structural envelope of new homes. So the foundation, the masonry, the framing, the trusses, we kind of build the guts of the house.
Well, I would like to invite the listeners out there to please call in. And if you have any questions for Isaac, maybe you can pick up a little bit of inspiration from him. If you're down in the dumps, doldrums, and you just recently lost your eyesight, I mean, Isaac is the one he can tell you.
Also,
right, Michael, the right attitude.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
If you're out there, too, find Isaac's TED Talk. It's sensational.
Michael listened to it.
It's been widely
I played it for him.
Circulated, yes, I know, through our audience, our group of supporters and employees. Thanks for putting out that message, Isaac.
You were very impressed with that.
You,
Michael,
folks around the country, you want to know more about Isaac, call and ask questions. He's there right now, talking to you right now. 407-894-1680 if you'd like to talk to Isaac. Don't go, Isaac, please tell us more about yourself.
Well, I have a question for Isaac.
I'll tell you the thing that I find by far the most important and by far the most enjoyable. I am the father of 8-year-old triplets and a 3-year-old who runs the entire household. And we have a blast. My wife, Dorothy, and I are blessed to have these 4 healthy, phenomenal, brilliant children. And I adore every moment I spend with them.
Are they identical triplets?
It's an interesting. My wife conceived fraternal twins. She conceived a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then God, in his or her or its or the universe's, whatever you want to call it, in its infinite wisdom, said, man, those two could use just one more. So the boy split into 2 boys. So I have identical twin sons, and they have a triplet sister.
Oh.
In 1 pregnancy, my wife had fraternal twins, identical twins, and triplets.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Show off.
That is unusual, too. You do everything unusual.
It's definitely unusual.
You do everything unusual.
That's true.
And so then now they have a 3-year-old sister, too. And like I said, she's the one who sort of conducts the whole orchestra.
How far apart are the kids to her, the three-year-old?
The triplets are 8.
And she's
Clementine
3.
Is 3.
5 years difference.
So it's perfect.
Wow.
And she kind of is pretty convinced that it's basically quadruplets, which is pretty cute.
So Kyle, did
well,
you'd
be
have
wise
a
to listen to her.
You said you had a
question.
Yes.
Yeah, Isaac, from a perspective of productivity, you come across any cool access technology tools or apps that you could share with our listeners that you're kind of into right now?
Sure. I mean, it's so exciting for me that the stuff gets better and better. I think Apple does a phenomenal job. VoiceOver is pretty amazing. I struggle, sometimes get frustrated with some of the apps that come out, and it's almost like they went out of their way to make the apps not accessible. But for the most part, I love everything Apple. I use Seeing AI. I think it's a great app. I use it all the time. I travel a ton, so like finding the thermostat and figuring out what's the shampoo and what's the conditioner, all that stuff. Seeing AI pretty much gets it done. There's the service Era, which I also have. It's for me, it's a peace of mind to know, sort of worst case, you can get a human being on the phone. I find the folks that work for them to be just lovely people.
They tend to
treat me with dignity, and I tend to get great feelings from them. So I like Era a lot. NFB Newsline is an oldie but a goodie. NFB Newsline's awesome. I feel like it's easier for me to read a newspaper than like every sighted person I know. So that's cool. There's just the usual stuff.
That's terrific. Thanks. Have you checked out OrCam?
I have not.
That's an interesting product and service too. But
the newsreel.
What's
that?
No, he was talking about the other one that Sherry promotes all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so if anybody has a question for Isaac, please call in now.
407-894-1680. So if you could tell us, I'd appreciate it. When, as you were growing up and you were doing all these things, at any time did you feel like when I went blind, I was somewhat numb, but mine was suddenly when I went blind. What you're saying, you had a span that you gradually went out because you had RP, you gradually lost your eyesight. Is that right?
Yeah. It took it's hard to say when it started and when it ended, but, you know, basically over a dozen years, give or take, I slowly lost my sight, but it wasn't really slowly losing my sight. In the beginning, it was like I said, a sort of deterioration / sort of perversion of my sight into all these bizarre effects, and then even those got worse. And so it was one of those things where, looking back, I spent so much time trying to hold on to grasp, you know, the sort of splintered shards of sight that I had, you know, because I was so convinced that losing any more, you know, would be so awful, and that blindness would be inconquerable, that, you know, looking back, man, the quote unquote sight that I had really wasn't all that great and wasn't that much fun. You know, maybe I should have been more keen to embrace an independent life, you know, without having to worry about sort of holding on to the shards of sight, if that makes any sense.
When you lost your sight and you went into business as an entrepreneur, is there any reason why you chose one field over another field?
No. I mean, short answer is no. I kind of followed various passions along the way.
It's always a passion of yours to do what you were doing.
Yeah, yes. So, in college, I loved math and computer science. That was sort of, that spoke to me. I loved to sort of think that way. My father was an attorney of the best I know, and so I kind of always knew I wanted to go to law school. So after college, I started in internet advertising technology business with my brother-in-law. We sort of got that running for a bit, and then I figured I'd go back to law school to sort of learn how to think like my dad, and that led to a wonderful stretch of experiences in public law, working for the federal government, you know, first in the Justice Department, arguing appeals, and then for the U.S. Supreme Court as a law clerk to the first two female justices in the history of the Supreme Court, which was awesome. And then, from there, circumstances sort of took me to the big international law firm, Solis, sort of a faceless practice of law as a business, which I didn't like at all, which led me to jump back into entrepreneurship.
Isaac, we're going to go to a quick break. If you could please hold, and we'll talk to you again in a few minutes on the other side, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
All righty. Thank you.
Stay right there. Go away.
Take care, Isaac.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Coping with vision loss? We can help.
Newsreel Magazine is a monthly three-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brunn, and I've had three guide dogs. And when I asked what dog food to feed my first dog, the school that I went to recommended Purina Dog Chow. My last dog, Bailey, was fed Purina Dog Chow, and she lived to be 15 and a half years old. Purina Dog Chow has different foods for the needs of all different types of dogs, from pups to seniors. Bailey thrived on Purina. When she got a little heavy, I found a special diet formula for her. As she got older, Purina One and Purina Senior formula met her changing needs. The way I see it, if Purina is good enough for my guide dog school to use for their dogs, it is the best food for my guide dog. Purina, nutrition that helps power your best years together. Visit Purina.com.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly three-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we've been talking to Isaac Litsky. Isaac is still there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for holding on. I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Isaac, if you could you, let's just say, if you'd be kind enough, to give any, let's just say, opinions or any help that you would give to advice to someone who's blind, because we know that you went in a positive manner, and a lot of folks didn't go in your field. They went to the opposite field of going to negativity, and any suggestion that you can give, any advice that you can give as far as in that?
Every human being has their challenges. It's just part of the human condition. Some are more obvious than others. Some are more impactful. Some, unfortunately, society deems to be scarier or whatnot. But it's part of the human condition to have challenges. Nonetheless, we get to decide how we want to live, who we want to be, how we want to live our lives. And so I implore everybody, blind or not, whatever your challenge is in life, start with the question of who do you want to be and how do you want to live your life, and work from there, because the rest is details. People have, it's the beauty of the human spirit, right? People overcome just incredible challenges, right? You talk about Viktor Frankl writes Man's Search for Meaning, about how he found purpose in a Nazi concentration camp. You read about prisoners of war, et cetera, et cetera. It's not that we're incapable of overcoming whatever we need to overcome to do what we want to do. So focus less on the fear of the loss and the anger, and just try to remain grounded in who do you want to be and how do you want to live your life, and then figure it out.
That's great advice.
I hope our listeners listening to what
so.
You just said.
If they're out there listening, I just think they're maybe a little bit intimidated tonight.
I think they're very intimidated.
I was being generous, but Isaac is so accomplished that they're thinking, well, what about me? Well, Isaac just gave you some great advice.
We're all the same. It is the same quantum energy that animates every single one of us.
I hope you're all listening to what Isaac Liska is saying. I mean, you're there sitting there. We have thousands and thousands of people listening to this radio show all over the United States, listening to this, what Isaac is saying. And as you know, Isaac said he's totally blind. So don't just cop out and say, well, you're blind, you can't do anything. Here's a man, Isaac Liska, blind, and has done something with his life in more ways than one. And I know that you're sitting there on your couch saying, I can't do anything, I'm blind. So you have your opinion. Isaac Liska, who is totally blind, has his opinion. So two different opinions, except Isaac wants to do something with his life, and he's doing it. He's not talking about that his eyes stop him from doing anything, because he's doing a whole lot. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got beautiful kids. He's got different businesses that he owns, and he's doing something with his life, even though he's blind. And here you are sitting on your couch saying that you're blind. Well, that's two different opinions. Isaac, I want to thank you so much for coming on the air with us and telling a little bit of your story. We'd love to have you back sometime in the future.
My friend, thank you. I'm one man with one story. Thank you for letting me share it.
Thank you so much for coming on, Isaac. It was nice to meet you.
Have a good night.
Appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, that was Isaac Liska's story. Your story, well, you can call the radio show anytime you want and call in and talk. Here's a man who's totally blind that's doing something with his life. I take my hat off to him.
He's amazing.
He's amazing. We have some great people in our audience listening that I'm always amazed. I'm always amazed by different people that I know. People there that I personally know in St. Louis. I know some people in Philadelphia that listen to the show in California. There's some great people in Orlando and South Florida that I know.
They're a little shy tonight, though, to call
in. The bottom line is, you folks out there that are listening to the show that are visually impaired and blind, listen to what he said. And he, don't forget, like I said, he's totally blind. So don't say, well, he doesn't have any eyesight, because he does.
And we have a caller.
And we have a call on
I
the
hope
line?
It's not for Isaac after he just signed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, who is it? Who is it on the line?
Hello?
Give me a minute. We're getting the information out. Yeah. Hey, but I was just teasing you, Mike. You sound like you're making one of those college commercials. Hey, you, sitting there on your couch with nothing to do.
Oh, is that what they do now in college? Yeah.
I don't want to call a name because, you know, they're not. But, yeah. We got our good friend Jim, the Philadelphia Eagle fan.
Jim from Kissimmee.
Yeah, Jim from Kissimmee. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's up? I want to thank both gentlemen for what they've done for the blind community.
Well, they left. They just left.
They might be listening. They're probably listening in the car on the way home.
Oh, another thing that I'm very nervous about is I went to church today to pray that we get Harper or Machado. I mean, you know.
I thought he was serious until he said that.
He is.
No, I mean, there's hundreds of millions
that they're agonizing over. Do I want $300 million or $250 million? Machado said that $170 million over 7 years is an insult to the White Sox. I'm saying, you know, we want one of those two or both. You know, and it's frustrating.
Yeah, well, that's life. What can I say?
Yeah. Well, anyway, just I enjoyed the show.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go to our last trivia.
Different kind Next of show
let me have another trivia. Okay, thanks for calling in. Another trivia. Let's see if you know this one. This one's difficult. See if you know this one. 407-894-1680. All right, hear me sing it.
It's coming up. It's the build-up.
Strike.
I know one person that definitely knows it.
Strike.
The song 407-894-1680.
But I don't know who it
Who's
is.
Singing the song?
No way. I know you know who this is.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
They don't know who it is.
No,
I know
don't.
It is. You know why I know? You?
Oh, because you told us.
You told
was.
Me.
That's her.
But I didn't. I
Get
would
out
truthfully,
of here.
You know, truthfully, I didn't know it either. I didn't know
I
it.
I would never have known that was
no.
her.
Really?
Yeah. No way.
Okay,
Jose.
Well, we do have a caller on the phone line, and she claimed she know who it is.
Okay.
So,
who is
you know,
it? Who's
yeah,
calling
she picked
in?
A hard song.
Sheila.
Sheila Young. Oh,
she says she knows who it is.
I believe it.
Well,
she knows. She
you
knows.
Know, I know that when you made your comment, you weren't thinking of me, Mr. Shaw.
Well, you know who I was thinking of, though, right?
It doesn't
I know
sound
exactly
like
who you were thinking of.
I know Sheila. When did you say Sheila? I know she knows who it is.
It's Madonna.
That's right.
That's right.
I only know that because Chris told us, but a million years
That
I
is Madonna.
I love some of her songs. That one and Like a Virgin.
Yes.
Well, that I know.
I started to play that one. But I said, let's go. Let's come up to date just a little bit.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
I love it.
Best barbecue in Florida.
Yep. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
They got some great sauces. I love their honey mustard sauce myself.
So right, you coming tonight. Next Sunday, Sheila? I've got you in the schedule. You better be here.
I'll be there.
Okay. All
hey,
right.
Hey, listen, folks.
Bye. We'll talk to
listen,
you.
Listen, folks.
Good night.
Wherever you are listening to this show, you can call in sometime. All right? There's two things you can do. Okay? One, you can listen to the show, which is very nice. The second thing, you could write to me, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And you can write and you can say something that you have going into organizations near you. So we can talk about it on the air. It's... You say, why don't they talk? They always talk about Orlando. Why don't they talk more about us here in St. Louis? Or why don't they talk more about us in Dallas?
Or
why don't they talk more
in
Philadelphia?
It.
It's your fault. Right. Your fault because you don't tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods. So
it's
if you
your
did,
show too.
It's your show. So we would talk about it. If it's going on in Phoenix, Arizona, wherever you are listening to the show, we talk about, very simple, we talk about people that have something to say. So if you have anything to say, what's going on in Phoenix or wherever you are, write to us at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org and let me know. This way, Lynn can put it on the air. At the same time, if you missed any part of this radio show, go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can go to our website, pull up to see a lot of people that are sponsoring and have something to say. You got any the shows all there, all the old shows that we are there since we started this radio show. They're all there except for the couple hurricanes that the studio, we were shut down. But go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Lynn also has a Facebook page, right, Lynn?
I do. Just Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And?
Check it out.
Check
like
it out.
It,
maybe you can say something nice about the show.
And every Thursday night, I post who's coming on Sunday, so, and other interesting articles as they come my way. So check it out.
So if you have anything to say, what?
We're going to break.
We're going to break?
Yep.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Gonna break.
It's 8:51, Chris.
You know what? I'm still looking at the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay.
I never changed it,
too.
So I'm sorry.
That's
okay.
All right.
So give me 1 second. I got you covered.
Gonna break.
Wait. Hold on before you go to break, because I pulled up another trivia just in case.
Oh.
Because I was looking at the 7 o'clock hour, so it just threw me completely.
Well, we can save it for next week.
Okay. All right. So we're going to break, and as we go to our break, let's have fun. Got it.
Okay.
Look away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 2 decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-899-8900. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country,
we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. This is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, well, what can I say? Too late to call in now, so money I'm going to give it. But I hope you listen to the show. Even though the show is almost over, I want to tell you, thank you for having in your homes today. Thank you for listening to the show. I thought it was a very good show. Isaac Litsky
is... a little bit different kind of show tonight.
Yeah, Isaac Litsky is tremendous. He is something. If you listen to him, he's unbelievable. For anybody that says they can't do anything because they're blind, just listen to Isaac Litsky. He's the opposite of you. We got some great people out there. Sheila Young, she always amazes me. She never ceased to amaze me. But there's people out there besides Sheila that's great.
What's my famous line, Michael? Every time I tell you, well, Sheila can do it Gary can do it.
Yeah, she tells me that every time I can't do something.
Yep.
That she said, and then she makes me mad because then I want to do it after she tells me Sheila can do it, Gary can do it.
Yep.
So then I have to go do it. So the point is, I'm not different than you. I never said I was different than you folks out there. That I cop out all the time too because I use my blindness as a defense mechanism. I admit it, but I'm here. I'm on the radio show. I'm the host. And I started this radio show.
It was your idea.
It was my idea.
I had an idea.
So I could have been like you too. And I started something with my own idea thinking I want to have this radio show. A lot of people have the ideas, but that doesn't mean they implement them. Thank God I implemented. And don't say to me, like everybody said, you got Lynn and she's sighted. I'm sorry. This radio show was done by me first. Yes. The everyday work of this radio show is Lynn. I admit that because I'm not an organized person, things like that. But the creative idea to start this radio show was mine. To start this radio show as far as to help the folks out there that are visually impaired and blind to have a show like this, that was all mine.
That's right.
Lynn, well, she's the boss with the hot sauce, and I admit it because many things I can't do. Remember, I don't do Braille, okay? Don't tell me I don't have the time, which I don't. I'm also lazy. I also admit that. So the point is this way. I don't do computers. I admit that. And I'm not a person that's, I've got two left hands, always did all my life, even when I was sighted.
All right.
So Lynn does all those things for me.
You're the idea man.
But the idea man and everything that goes on with this show is still mine.
Okay.
So just remember one thing. We, as the blind community, we can do things if we want to. Remember that. That means you could do it too. What, Lynn?
Right. I just want to, before we go off the air in 1 minute, Michael, I just want to tell everybody that Sheila Young, our co-host, will be in the studio next week. And guest callers will be Richard Oliver, our friend Richard from Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina. And our other good friend, Dr. Skolnick from Skolnick Eye Institute from Jupiter, Florida, will be calling in. As well as our friend Mary Allen, who is the director of the Lighthouse of the Blind, Palm Beaches, Florida. So full house, so to speak, next Sunday night. We look forward to another great show. Thank you, Kyle Johnson, if you're listening. Thank you, Brandon Manley, for joining us in the studio, both of you. It was a great show. Thanks, Chris and Charlotte. Oh, thanks, Michael.
Thank you all. Thank you all for listening. God bless you all.
You didn't thank me, Michael.
What?
I thanked you.
I always thank you.
Well, thank me again.
Well, thank you, darling.
All right.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
See you all next week.
Brandon. And what's your name? Chris Shaw.
Yeah.
And her name, Charlotte. Thank you all. Love you all. Take care. Good night.
Good night.